All praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, we seek His help, we seek His aid, and we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil of our own souls and from the wickedness of our deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, there is no one that can lead them astray. And whomsoever Allah allows to stray, there is no one that can guide them toward the right. I openly bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, who is alone and without partner. And I openly bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is his slave, his messenger, and the seal of the prophets. O Allah, exalt Muhammad and the followers of Muhammad, as you have exalted Ibrahim and the followers of Ibrahim, for surely you are praised and magnified. O Allah, bless Muhammad and the followers of Muhammad, as you have blessed Ibrahim and the followers of Ibrahim, for surely you are praised and magnified. Amen. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, barakallahu feekum, fear Allah as He should be feared, and stand firm in your obedience to Him, for He has promised those who return to Him and stand firm in their belief in Him the best reward. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, that which translates to mean, indeed, those who have said, our Lord is Allah, and then remain on the right course, there will be no fear concerning them, nor will they grieve. SubhanAllah. And one of the greatest things that help Muslims to gain piety, righteousness, and to remain upon the path of truth and guidance is keeping the company of good people and avoiding the evil company. This is because man, by his nature, is influenced by his friends and companions, and he will begin to adopt their characteristics and mannerisms. Also, man's character is known through his brothers and friends, as pointed out by our beloved Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he said in a hadith in Abu Dawood, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, man is on the religion of his friend, so let every one of you examine whom he befriends. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu an, he said, nothing reveals anything more about a man than the company which he keeps. And there was a wise man from amongst us that says, people think of a man what they think of his companions. So indeed, there is little wonder that Islam attaches a large amount of importance on the matter of companionship and friendship, so much so that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam directed every individual of the Muslim community to select only righteous and pious people to be their friends and companions. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I'm sorry, can you hear me now? Do you have sound now? Okay, I'm going to change my name to Abdul Rahim, inshallah, so then you can get me right. Barakallahu feek. Okay, I'm sorry about the microphone. Anyway, let me go back a little bit. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has laid an example for a good and evil companion when he said, the example of a good and the evil companion is like that of the bearer of musk and a person blowing a pair of billows, or the blacksmith. As for the musk bearer, he either gives you some musk or you buy from him, or at least you get a pleasant smell from him. As for the bellows blower or the blacksmith, he either burns your clothes or at least you get an unpleasant smell from him. And this is from Bukhari and Muslim. Al-Hafidha ibn Hajar rahimahullah rahmatullah alayh, while making comments on this hadith, he said, there is in this hadith prohibition of keeping the company of those who can harm one in religious and worldly matters, and an encouragement for keeping the company of those who can benefit one in these matters. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, barakallahu feekum, it is then only wise and logical that men should keep the company of those who benefit him in matters of his religion and life. For indeed the best companion is the one who is pious, righteous, who possesses noble conduct and manners, has a clear conscience, and is ambitious in regards to the religious matters. And after these characteristics are present, the next most desirable qualities are being learned in the sciences and in the arts and Islamic jurisprudence, as well as being a possessor of hikmah, of wisdom. Indeed, these are the characteristics of those that one can feel comfortable with and be pleased to be in their company. This is because, inshallah ta'ala, of their sincerity and their assistance during times of difficulty, and one's safety from evil actions from them. Whoever is fortunate enough to have such a companion has this as a sign for his happiness and success. He must therefore hold fast to this companion and fulfill his rights of companionship and be truthful with this companion. And it's so important that we must respect these type of people. We need to learn to share with them their happy and sad moments, to assist them in hardship and overlook their mistakes. Because indeed, no one amongst us today is infallible. And it is enough of an honor for a man that his faults are innumerable. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, the worst of all companions is the one who exerts a bad influence on his friend. The person who is weak in their religion and evil in their conduct. The person who has no clear conscience and nothing good is said of his behavior. This person, the type of person, they are only concerned with achieving their base desires, even if it is at the expense of his religion and his manliness. He may even have a total disregard for his religion outright, have no concept of honor, and doesn't honor his so-called friends and companions. Indeed, to have this so-called person as a friend, such a person as a friend is a miserable place or a miserable person to be with, and is a sure path to having a damaged lifestyle. These are the types of people who can cause you to be diverted from the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal and his obedience. These are the type of people who will prevent us or make an attempt to prevent us from having noble conduct and the means of manliness for the men, of course. These are the type of people who may spend their time with obscene talk and committing immoral acts and wasting their time and your time with fruitless pursuits, wasting their money, and taking part in a host of other forbidden things, a'udhu billah. So let us reflect, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, barakallahu fikum, over the conditions, for example, of those who are afflicted with drug addiction, those who are struggling with committing immoral acts, or those who we know are outright earning their living from unlawful means, like interest or bribery and extortion or things of this nature. Let us look at the miserable situation that they and their families are in, and the evil impact, the impact that they have on those with whom they mix, their so-called friends. This is in fact a sign of utter wretchedness, that one sits with this type of people who offer nothing except sorrow and regret. For they may destroy their religion and conduct and make them losers both in this world and in the next life. And that is the most evident loss, to be a loser in the next life. For Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran Kareem, the translation of the meaning, and the day the wrongdoer will bite his own hands in regret, he will say, oh, I wish I had taken with the messenger away, and woe to me, I wish I had not taken that one as a friend. He led me astray from the remembrance after it had come to me, and ever is shaitan to man a deceiver. But indeed, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, barakallahu fikum, there are some characteristics of the pious and wise whom one should befriend, and of the evil and immoral person whom we should do our utmost to try to avoid. Indeed, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, barakallahu fikum, all people, in their essence, they were created good. And thereafter, they have fallen into two different categories. And the first group have chosen a path of goodness until it become part of their character. And the second type, they have chosen evil until it becomes a part of their character. The person of justice and discretion, he judges people with the criteria of Islam. Whenever he meets someone and judges that his goodness and benefit outweighs his harm and his evil, this person who judges based on Islam, he takes this type of person as his companion, and vice versa. And whoever aspires for friendship and companionship of righteous and pious people will be made fortunate to achieve that in accordance with his intentions and efforts, inshallah. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, barakallahu fikum, let us be reminded that all friendship will end in hatred and enmity and animosity sooner or later, except those between pious people, for they are everlasting in this world and in the next. So if someone is prohibiting you from being friends with that righteous Muslim in this life, indeed our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has spoken the truth when he says that verily you will be with the ones that you love in the Jannah. So in order to assure that this friendship takes place, we need to fear Allah and to be dutiful to Him. And we need to follow the way of the rightly guided people and the pious by making friends with only good people and avoiding the sinful and wrongdoers. Allah Azza wa Jal, He goes on to say in the Quran Kareem, the translation of the meaning, close friends that day will be enemies to each other except for the righteous. SubhanAllah. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, barakallahu fikum, we need to fear Allah as He should be feared and to die not except as Muslims. We need to reflect, and may Allah Azza wa Jalla have mercy on all of us, we need to reflect over the sorry condition of many people today, especially the youth, and their corruption in matters of belief and conduct. Reflect on how that was caused by keeping bad company, keeping company with those who call to falsehood and the following of evil desires through different methods. They spread evil and poisonous material and make sure that our youth leave the path of truth, virtue and orderliness to follow the way of error. They do this despite Allah's warning from the Quran where He says, and do not obey one whose heart we have made heedless of our remembrance, and who follow his desire, and whose affair is ever in neglect. Even yesterday, brothers and sisters in Islam, I have this family here from Egypt, and I'm teaching them all English, alhamdulillah. And the girl, mashallah, she is now finally striving, now that she's got into America, she's striving to be a good Muslimah. And one of the things she's debating with within herself is the hijab. Her mother doesn't wear hijab. And due to neglect of the Muslim community here, there's no Muslim schools for her. So she's debating on trying to wear her hijab in her school. And I told her, I will do what's within my ability to help you. But because of the pressure of her family, her so-called Muslim family, and her so-called Muslim friends, they're pressuring her not to make a stand and to stand up for her hijab. A'udhu Billah. But indeed, if she was around the proper company and began to learn her deen properly, inshallah ta'ala, then she will have the strength to wear her hijab, even in this land, in the Bible Belt of the South. So please make dua for the sister. Barakallahu fikum. But to continue, this phenomena. It is a calamity for this ummah. If the reformers among the Muslims and concerned men like scholars and the sheikhs and the thinkers and the educators and the journalists, if we do not exert all our efforts and make use of all available means to reform the youth and their mentality and their morality. And we must also protect them against those who call to evil and those who are slaves to their lustful whims and desires. The fathers and the Muslims, the mothers, are therefore obliged before anybody else to take good care of their children. They need to nurture them on Islamic teachings and manners and to protect their children from bad company and all the other evil avenues in order that they may become good children and so they can prosper in this world as well as in the next. And parents, by doing this, they will only be doing that which Allah has made obligatory on them. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, barakallahu fikum. These are the great responsibilities laid upon you and I by Allah Azza wa Jal. So we need to take care of our affairs diligently. And Allah addressed this issue when He said to us in the Quran, the translation of the meaning, O you who have believed, protect yourselves and your families from a fire whose fuel is people and stones, over which are appointed angels, harsh and severe. They do not disobey Allah and what He commands them, but they do what they are commanded. Subhanallah. So my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, barakallahu fikum, many of you have heard this question come from me before, but I want to repeat this question to you and reflect upon it, the question, and inshallah the answer. My question to you, brothers and sisters in Islam, is who is your best friend? Now many of you are thinking about, the sisters are thinking about this sister or this friend from school or from whatever, someone from around the neighborhood, and the brothers are doing the same thing about their brothers. But in case you really don't understand the question or the concept, I want to really tell you who your best friend is. Your best friend isn't that person from around the way, or the one that you hang out with who enjoin on you to drink alcohol or to remove your qimar or to look at the boys or to look at the girls or whatever the case may be. But your best friend, your true best friend, is the one when whom you are with them, they keep you in the remembrance of Allah. I have said what I have said, and I ask Allah to forgive me and to forgive you. If everything that I said that is correct is from Allah alone, and the mistakes are mine and from the shayateen. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك بارك الله فيكم وجزاكم الله خير. If you have any questions or comments or concerns, please feel free to make them known. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.